You're the dumbest bitch and with the biggest heart. I love, love, love that. I just want to say kudos to you for being a dumb bitch with the biggest heart, because I love that.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Look at my dump. Look how fast it goes. Look at my dump. Boom, 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 boom. And then sometimes I'm like this. Yeah, 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 yeah. You know what I'm saying? Look how fast my wrist is. You see that? That's because I wake up early, 3:45 every morning, and I go knock one out real quick. See my thumb? See my thumb? Here's my fist. Here's my fist.
I mean, what a dick.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Does that excite you?
Ah, yeah, cats and kittens. Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is Kristen the Kraken Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Bessie,
you out there. The fuck, you.
Release the Kraken.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah, I loved that movie.
Oh,
Clash of the Titans.
Oh, I love that lawyer. What was her name?
There was a lawyer that was the Kraken?
Yeah, don't you remember when all the, whatever, the thing about the election, you know.
Oh.
Half the country thought some guy won and the other half thought the other guy won. And there was some lady screaming on TV, I'm going to release the Kraken. But she said Kraken, not Kragen. It's the Kragen.
The Kragen.
What is it? What movie is that from? I don't even know.
Wait, Release the Kraken? That's from Clash of the Titans.
Oh, it is?
Yes. And there was an original one from back, I think, in the 70s or something. And I grew up watching it because my dad liked it. And I loved that movie.
Oh, yeah. And my dad did watch that movie, too.
And then they redid it.
And it was bad.
And it was in 3D. It was... It's always hard to
do.
Oh,
I remember the old one with they had like the claymation.
The clay, yes. Yeah.
With the dragon. It was so obviously fake, like those old Godzilla movies that I loved when my dad was watching, but as an adult, it was foolishly stupid.
As what we were talking about earlier, the animation that has come so far, it's crazy.
We were watching on my TV, there's a constant barrage of kids' cartoons from, you know, all the universes you would expect, Universal and Nickelodeon
Disney,
and Disney.
Yeah.
And so they're all basically computer animation now. Very few of them are hand-drawn, if any. And even the hand-drawn ones, I think, are done by computer, made to look like they're hand-drawn. Because it's so easy to let a supercomputer just make these, you know, you just plug in a few spots and you say, hey, make them do this and make them do that, and here's how their lips should move. When I was a kid, like, you know, like Thundercats or...
Thundercats!
Yeah. The power of Grayskull!
Oh, He-Man and She-Ra.
Yes, and all the backgrounds were the same. It didn't matter what scene was. They just had one background, right? They had one background because it was so expensive to make these... The animators to make these, and they had to pump them out. Like every week, they had to pump out another episode. And all the characters, basically their hands and their heads moved, and everything else stayed still because it was just too much work.
Their lips just went up
and
down.
Yeah, their lips went bop, 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 bop.
They didn't move.
Yeah. You kids don't know how good you've got it. Although I do have a small soft spot in my heart for He-Man and the power of Grayskull.
Yeah.
She-Ra. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
She-Ra. You look back on that now as an adult, from the eyes of an adult, and you clearly understand that She-Ra was not made for children. She-Ra was made for full-grown men to oogle and ogle.
That's true.
I mean, she basically had the Princess Leia Return of the Jedi outfit on, and man, her boobs would bounce. Like, do we really need to have the kids watch bouncing boobs? No.
But the parents do.
Yeah, the parents do. Did you watch Love is Blind is the question.
No.
Why?
I almost
Jesus
dipped
Jones.
My toe into the water, but I knew.
You can't dip your toe into Love is Blind. You got to go head first and just get ready to watch 10 episodes in 3 days.
I knew the commitment if I started. So instead, I picked up on Below Deck, where I've been watching that. They were doing some marathon, and those marathons always get me.
I can't believe you're into Below Deck. I mean, far be it from me to actually criticize bad TV, because my own habits are terrible, right? I watch terrible TV.
You have no room.
But I watched like four, maybe five episodes. I think I was actually down in Miami, and I watched it because it was just on in the background, right? It happened to be one of the stations that had something on in the hotel room. But so do they live there?
Yes. So
they live on the boat.
There's like a few different iterations now of Below Deck.
Oh, really?
You know, there's the super yacht one that's the original, and then there's now like sailing yacht. And I feel like there's one other one too. But anyways, yes, the crew lives on the yacht for like 2 months.
Really?
Yeah, they do a series of charters. It's usually 3 days long. And what I love are the asshole guests that come on these things. And then there's a little bit of drama with the, you know, the below deck people themselves. But I mean, these people that come on to these things, that charter these things, it is a case study in what not to do.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll take caviar, lots of it, and steak and lobster and what, blah, blah. The demands they make are crazy.
These rich people, I mean, I hope someday I get to be rich and be just as much of a dick.
No, that's not the point.
Y'all are being legitimate assholes.
But we will not be dicks.
We will not be dicks? No. Well, that's because we're never going to be that kind of rich. If we have a plane, like I said, it's going to be, you know, Red Bull puts together that plane competition where you have to make it out of cardboard. I always you have to make the plane out of cardboard and then they send them off the ramps. Yeah. I always imagine that's a TCB type plane, like you and I in a cardboard just waiting to go. But, you know, that Andy Cohen,
oh,
he is so formulaic. Genius. He just basically finds one or two people that have super interesting personalities, uh-huh, and he piggy fronts a whole series off of it, and then he just stamps them out. Is that that fucking Andy Cohen doing that?
It is.
God damn, Andy.
I think he pretty much owns Bravo at this point.
He must.
I don't know. He certainly does all the reunions, and he's great too at the reunions.
He's got a great personality.
He is meant for it.
He's made in a petri dish for reality television executive producer. He really is. And I find him highly entertaining, actually.
Oh, I know, me too.
Yeah, nothing wrong with a little Andy Cohen, but these shows that he makes, he just makes one and then he stamps them, uh-huh, out. That's it. He just stamps out the next version, the next version. So let me ask you a question. When I went, I forgot where we were. We were somewhere in Italy and we were in a port. And I can't remember which port we were in, but the world at that time, the world's largest yacht was, mm-hmm, parked there. Ooh. Right? It was out in the port. And we were taking a boat into this port, and a much smaller boat into this port.
Talk about it.
Well, basically, this is the time that we were in Mallorca. That's where we were. And so, my friend had this genius idea when we were in Mallorca. He says, let's rent a boat and you can drive it because you're good on the water. And I'm like, dude, I'm good on the water when it's like Lake Placid. Right. You know what I'm saying? When everything is glass. Still. Yeah. And there's no problems whatsoever. But in Mallorca, in the Straits of the Mediterranean, where there's 7-foot waves on the regular, like, I don't want to drive somebody else's boat. I just don't want, not some dinghy. If I was driving a super yacht, maybe that'd be a different story. So we're driving in, and there's the world's largest yacht, which is, it looked like the size of a small cruise ship. It was crazy.
They're huge.
Jeff Bezos just had his world's biggest yacht delivered.
That's right.
That seems like the cat's meow. If you could just have a really nice house floating on the water all the time, and you had a helicopter and you could just fly in.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of them have helicopter pads, and then some of them have submarines.
Submarines? Mm-hmm. What?
And boats, all kinds of boats. It's just, it's nuts.
Yeah. Who are these fucking people? A submarine?
It's a huge mansion on the water.
By the way, no interest in a submarine. Zero interest in a submarine. I don't want to be underwater in a submarine. I want the yacht to be up. I want those, what are those, like influencer chicks to just hang around? I don't think the Astor would like that. But, you know, influencer chicks on the back and the pool and the glass bottom and the whole nine yards. If we could do that, if we could have a TCB yacht.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, but we are going to have to, like, 10x our audience times 10x
we'll
times 10x.
We'll start with one of those, you know, boats that you see on those shows where they go to, like, the Okefenokee
Swamp. A pontoon boat. A pontoon. Like my dad's pontoon, which is basically two pieces, like two old, hollowed out metal trash cans. You know, the barrels that the...
Yes.
The
steel or the tin?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you drive downtown and you see a couple guys in the cold warming their hands. It looks like my dad took two of those, put a cap on the end of it, and then just floated it. And that thing does not go faster than 3 miles per hour.
They're meant to go slow.
A boat comes by and you almost tip over. But my kids love it because you can just run around.
Yeah.
But those yachts, they're so... It's fascinating to me.
Well, that's what I love the show, because I love to see the yachts. I love to see the crazy people that come on him. And then there's some drama with the workers, and they're in beautiful locations. I mean, Tahiti and the Mediterranean and the Caribbean. And yeah.
When But these yachts, they're for rent, right?
Yeah, well, you charter it.
So you charter it. Okay,
it's usually for 3 days.
Yeah.
They come on board, and half the time these people come on board, they're hammered already.
Of course.
Because they're like, we're on a yacht.
Of course.
I'll take 3 vodka sodas right now for myself. And they've got champagne, all of this stuff. So they do it for, they get on the boat, then they've got like 2 days at sea, on the water, doing things. They make the people pull out those water slides and the toys. And
what
all
a bunch
stuff.
Of fucking... Let me explain something. My opinion. They say that money cannot make you happy, but money can get you fucked up.
It helps.
Yeah, money can get you fucked up, and getting fucked up makes me happy. So I think that money can make me happy. They say that time and money is an addict's worst enemy, but if you have all the money and all the time in the world, what? You're not an addict. You're just having fun.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. Like, of course they're fucked up when they get on there. We were in Amelia Island, and they have a harbor down there, too. And they have some big yachts to pull in there because, you know, there's some really nice parts of Amelia Island. Mm-hmm. And one time there was, I don't know, a 100-foot yacht. It was huge, right? 5 stories. And there were... When those things are parked, you rarely see anybody on them.
Sure.
They're usually in town, or they're at their house, or they're... hiding.
Chilling with their champagne.
Yeah. They're hiding from us who might throw tomatoes at them and say, fuck you and your caviar and gin and tonic. But these people were out in the back of the yacht and they were drinking and they were saying hi to everybody that was waving. There must have been 7 people working on that yacht.
Yeah.
7, you know, young men working on that yacht. That is the fucking life. I want to be angry at these people. But I know given the opportunity, I would be right in the mix. Given the opportunity, I would own my own yacht and I would school it around the world. But you know what a boat is? A boat's just a big hole you throw money into. I mean, having a boat, that's why they charter these yachts, is because when you have a yacht like that, maybe not Jeff Bezos, because he has enough money to maintain it and not worry about it. But let's say you're like, you just became a billionaire. You're not a like qualified billionaire. You just became one.
Yes.
If you just became a billionaire and you bought your 200-foot yacht and you've got 15 rooms and a pool, the glass-bottom boat, and 2 jacuzzis and a helipad or whatever the fuck they call it, if you're that guy or girl, you rent it out when you're not using it because you have to.
That makes
sense.
It's
so fucking expensive to take care of a boat. And you can't. It's not like you can just leave a super yacht sitting there for 6 months while you...
Right.
You know, there's no parking spaces available for super yachts. So it's always got to be traveling or moving. You always have to have people on it because it's a... It's a cruise ship, essentially. That's why they charter these boats out. And how much do you think it costs to charter one of those boats?
I looked into it, too.
I looked into a very small one. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think...
$10,000 a day or something.
It was something like that. Yeah.
For the super yacht?
Right.
Oh. That's not that bad.
No, I can't. It's been a while since I looked it up.
2 years of earnings here on the commercial break.
Nothing.
We could sell the Roadcaster and get 15 minutes on a super yacht. We could record like a 15-minute segment from there. I think it'd be well worth the money, don't you?
I do.
Oh, man.
I do. Let's budget that in.
And I bet there's a lot of fucking going on in those super yachts.
Oh, yeah.
And it's probably not the people who are renting them. It's probably the people who are working on them that are fucking. Is that right? Because the 2 episodes I watched, there's like a love affair going on in the boat.
Oh, yeah, of course. If you're in those tight quarters for that long, of course. And they're hot people. They're young and hot.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I've been in tight quarters, but not for that long.
No, it seems miserable to me.
Oh, man.
Definitely
not
want to be in a stinky, you know.
Bottom of a yacht where it's seaweed and seal shit.
And then you go up on the top and you're serving, you know, caviar, the caviar lifestyle.
You're down in your 10x10 room with 6 other people. Yeah. And you go upstairs and there's a 70x70 master bedroom with a water bed that showers irony all over you. All over you every time you walk in the door. Uh-huh. These fuckers have a water bed and I'm working downstairs in the water. Yes. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, that seems kind of like a miserable job to me. So I guess you would.
They're constantly doing laundry. I mean, the laundry that gets done on these things is crazy.
Towels after.
Oh.
Dishes, must be nice.
Dishes and laundry.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Must be nice.
Must be fucking nice. You know,
one day, Brian.
If I'm one of the owners of those charter, you know, those yachts, I'm not appreciative of the fact that Bravo's out there filming somebody fucking all over my yacht. You know what I'm saying? They seem like such private people. But then again, you know, a lot of these charter yachts are not owned by people. They're owned by corporations.
Corporations, yeah.
Yeah, and hedge funds and stuff like that because they're good money makers. And, you know, why not throw a super yacht in there. If I have a hedge fund, I'm buying the super yacht. 2 weeks a year, I'm taking it out for a spin.
Yeah. The rest of the time, everybody will choose it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just have to keep the grape juice out of my son's hand.
That's right.
I wonder if my uncle-in-law ever got his carpet
changed. Did you ever follow up on that?
No, he didn't. He never said another word to us. But we also haven't gotten another invite down to Miami. So. Esther and I were talking. We have to go down to Miami for something. And I was like, yeah, let's hit up your uncle. Yeah, and she was like, oh, I haven't heard from him in a while.
Maybe not this time.
Does a while mean since the last time my son spilled grape juice all over his $3.5 million yacht, brand new carpet. But who gets white carpet on a yacht? It looked lovely, but
Oh,
of course he doesn't have children, so he's probably like, you asshole. Oh, now you're gonna make fun of my white carpet? Your kids, the ones who've ruined it. Well, you know, you can't have everything in life, Chrissy, but you know what you can have?
What's that?
You can have Frankie B.
Oh,
new episode.
Oh, yeah.
New video.
The finer things in life. Chef's kiss.
I cannot give you a yacht. Or a it's certainly not a super yacht. But what I can give you is a super putz. I don't have any yachts, but I got a putz. TCB. Hey you, yes you, I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video, plus you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383, that's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll, go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view the commercial break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at The Commercial Break and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. And Frankie just popped up with a new video.
Oh, yeah.
I was lucky to have checked his channel last night. I didn't get a notification. Maybe he's unsubscribed me directly. He knows, right?
Yeah, I think he has to know.
So I go there last night onto his channel, and there it is. One day ago, this video. And you know what Frankie's talking about now?
What's that?
How to optimize your dating app.
Oh,
everybody's into this now.
Everybody has tips and tricks, and none of these people are in committed loving relationships.
Zero relationships amongst them. Everybody that we review that does this dating profile bullshit, none of them have, you know, any stable relationships in any part of their life, except for Adam the Liar. And Adam the Liar has a steady relationship with two separate women, one of which is pregnant and the other one which hates the pregnant woman. So it's not a very, doesn't sound like a great situation going on there. So Frankie is back. Love the guy. And how could you not at least take a listen to what he has to say?
We have to check in, take a peek under the hood.
So I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do. And I caught Frankie telling us about dating apps and how we optimize the profile. Let's take a listen. Oh man, he's looking old, isn't he?
I know he is.
Yeah, I feel like we met Frankie as a young, spry 70-year-old, and now he's a not so young and spry 73-year-old.
In today's video, I want to reach out to all the women who are contemplating going on a dating site app.
Contemplating.
And he's, this is for women now?
He said contemplating. yeah, he's making one for women.
Oh.
He's broadening his horizons, Chrissy. It's not all about the guys. You're such a sexist.
Tell you what you should post, and I want to tell you what you most definitely don't want to post. Now, for all the ones who are not on the dating site app, you're contemplating, should I get on here?
In case you're not on the dating site application media turnstiles, I want to let you know exactly what you need to do. What is a media app? What is an online media app?
It's below me. No, it's not. What's below you is not getting on there. What's below you is
not getting balls. Late. That's right. Get on them.
Get on there so I can hook up with you.
Hey, Chrissy, you know what's below me? My dick. Just a suggestion.
thinking that you're going to walk into a restaurant, you're going to walk into a bar, you're going to walk into a grocery store, and the man of your dreams is going to fall in your lap. That's simply not the case. None of us want to be on the dating site apps. But
the dating site apps? What the fuck is he talking about?
None of us want to be there.
You're never going to find anybody unless you go on Grindr. Look at these beautiful women I found on Grindr. They got jawlines that are really strong, but look at these beautiful women.
Fortunately, they are a good source of meeting people. You're going to meet people that you wish, my God, I never met him. But you're also going to meet people that you're going to say, you know what? This was the best move of my life.
And you're going to meet lots of people who try and murder you. A few you'll have to get restraining orders against, and probably a number of which are going to scam you for dollars. But every once in a while, you'll come up on somebody and go, oh, I'd like to have coffee with them if they ever responded.
Also, the women who are already on these sites, we need to talk. There's a lot of you that got this all wrong. So between the women who are thinking about getting on these sites and the women who are on these sites, let's roll into this video.
Oh, my God. What?
Well, let's roll.
After all of the videos that we've watched of Frankie B., I would have never expected this kind of turn to a POV for a woman.
Yeah.
Because of any of the people that we have... I mean, listen, I think certainly John Anthony is probably the worst man I would have... I wouldn't want him within 50 miles of my daughters. But... Frankie B's not exactly at the top of the list of people I want.
Not.
No, he's a total misogynist. He hates women.
Is that a new car?
No, it's the same car he's always had. Okay. Yeah, same car, same golf swing, same fitness video.
Yeah.
Same girlfriend walking down the beach. Wow, man.
Who he paid.
Yeah. Who he definitely paid. All right,
she's
Frank.
Like, just don't show my
face. Everybody, and welcome.
Yeah.
She's got a big, huge hat on. You can't see her face. Nah. You can see her body.
Why? Yeah.
But yeah.
Why look at her face? What's up there
what
that I'm interested
thinking.
In? That's right. Frankie knows his audience.
To my channel. If this is your first time here, my name is Frank Bernardo. Now, normally, my channel is geared for all guys who want to up their game, look and feel better about themselves in grooming, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle. But today, I want to reach out to the women because sometimes it's nice to get an opinion.
Normally, 100% of my audience is guys over 55 years old. All 3,000 of my subscribers. But today, I want to reach out to the women, none of which subscribe to my channel, so why am I wasting my fucking time? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I know. It's so true.
Of a guy out there, a regular guy who is actively on the dating sites, all right? And I see what's going on out there.
And who was so successful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would take advice from a guy who... And is in a happily
committed relationship,
yes,
that he found on,
online
on Tinder,
on the dating media apps.
Yeah. So far, all we've heard from Frankie is how miserable his dating life is. So, okay.
I'm actively in this, so I just want to give you my personal opinion on the do's and don'ts, what you should post and what you shouldn't post on these dating site apps. And if you like this content, do me a favor, give the video a like. It's only going to help my channel grow. And don't forget to subscribe. So, yes, even you girls.
It's only going to help my dick grow.
As I was watching him, I was thinking, do you think like everybody in his life knows that he does this?
No.
It's not a business. This is just for fun for him. He's just giving these tips.
Yeah, clearly he's not making money on this channel. Like, there's not enough views. I mean, he's so far below the amount of views you would have to make a good living doing this. Do I think everybody in his life knows this? No, because I think this is why at one point all of the dating content went off the channel.
Right.
Because he was dating somebody who probably figured out that he was this creep online making these shitty videos. So I don't think he leads with, hi, I'm Frank Bernardo from YouTube. Hi, I'm Frankie B from YouTube. You may have seen me in such videos as, why are the bitches sweating my balls?
How to eat tuna deviled eggs.
And how to fuck your third ex-wife.
girls don't miss my upcoming videos. So obviously, the first thing everyone sees when scrolling through the dating apps, it's going to be your picture. We're going to call it your profile picture.
Now, because that's what it's actually called.
We're going to call it for example purposes.
Yeah, here in this video, we're going to call it a profile picture. And when I say go to a website, I mean a URL. Not what it's really called. This is, we're going to talk about it today like that.
That picture has got to be your absolute best photo, bar none. Don't have your hair in a ponytail if that's not your best look.
Hold on. I'm remembering that Frankie did a version of this in another video.
As part of another.
He said specifically, roll back the tape, Christina or Morgan, because he said specifically, do not put your best picture up there. You need to look like you do on a regular basis.
Show the world what you look like. Don't leave men guessing.
What a... Frankie, when did you turn into OAN? I mean, come on, man. Give us the truth.
You know, if you're holding up this big giant garfish, okay, a big fish, that's not going to work for you. If you got a beer in your hand...
What's a garfish? First of all, what's a garfish? Did he say a carfish or a garfish?
Wait.
Is that like Garfield? I'm not even sure what a garfish is.
I don't know either, but like, I mean, I'm not on the dating apps, but I imagine that's probably not the first thing that the women are putting up is them holding up a garfish.
No.
With their hair in a ponytail.
Well, you think that, and then I Google garfish, and it's all women holding garfishes. Oh, man.
Okay. That's not going to work for you. If you got dingy clothes on, that's not going to work for you. You always got to remember what you post is what you're going to attract. Now, as crazy
as... So if you post a garfish...
Maybe you want fishermen.
Yeah, expect a lot of the following. Oh my gosh, it's so wonderful. These two new guys slid into my DMs. A garfish! How lucky am I? What the fuck, Frankie?
This may sound, if you are looking for the man of your dreams on this site, go get your photos professionally taken.
This is not the first time we're hearing this. Everybody's saying
get your photos professionally taken. Luckily, Chrissy and I have had now two professional photo shoots.
Three.
Yeah. Oh, three professional photo shoots. So when Jeff and Astrid leave us, probably sooner rather than later because of this stupid fucking show, at least we'll have the profile pictures.
No, check.
Yeah, done. I got great looking photographs. I just need a garfish to throw in there.
Make all the difference in the world, and it'll show your true beauty. Again, absolute best photo is that profile picture. So congratulations.
Thanks.
You got someone to start scrolling down your page. First of all, that's a tremendous feat. It really is. Like, for instance, when
you say you have tremendous feet, what? That's a tremendous feat. What are you, a gladiator?
I'm on the site, and I'm looking at the girls, okay? I know just this quick. Just that quick. Boom. I look at the picture.
Look at my thumb. Look how fast it goes. Look at my thumb. Boom, 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 boom. And then sometimes I'm like this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Look how fast my wrist is. You see that? That's because I wake up early, 3:45 every morning, and I go knock one out real quick. See my thumb? Here's my fist.
I mean, what a dick. He's like, most of the time I'm on these, I'm just swiping. No.
Yeah, because you know Frankie opens up his age gap from like, you know, 14 to 74, yes. Right? Yes. He wants anybody and everybody.
And I can instantly tell one split second if I like her look or not, okay? That's how important that first picture is, because that's obviously going to get your guy to scroll down and look at more pictures and read what you have to say about yourself. So what are the right pictures to start adding into your profile? Well, I'm going to tell you what you need to eliminate. You know, for...
eliminate all the silly pictures, like you and your dog, you on a night nature hike, or whatever you girls are into. Tits. That's yes. what you got to show. Show left tit,
lead
right
with
tit.
It.
That's
lead
right.
With it.
I want to see your labia and at least one of those pictures.
Some unknown reason, women love putting pictures up of these sunflowers, fields of sunflowers. I don't care about the freaking sunflowers.
What the fuck is wrong with sunflowers?
I don't have time for sunflowers. I'm looking for sun pussy. That's what I'm looking for. Who gives a shit about your flowers?
No, I need to see you show sunning your asshole.
Chrissy, I'm not looking for sunflowers. Right? I'm looking for D flowers. You know what I'm saying? Yes. I want to see your taint. Let's get right into it. I watch your butthole picture.
Care about sunflowers is eating them, okay? They're seeds. That's all I care about. I don't want to see that.
Shit, Frankie. You're Mr. Sensitive today, aren't you? Yeah. He's single again, by the way. Yes. No makeup on. 5 o'clock shadow. Gray hair streaking through his head.
Yep.
And men don't want to see that. You're wasting valuable footage of yourself. Another picture that I do not want to see are a picture of your dogs. I don't care about your dogs. Again,
I don't care how first much thing I'm
gonna
you care do about animals.
That's right, Chrissy.
Fuck that.
First thing I'm going to do, put your dog in the oven. That's the first thing I'm going to do.
Gotta get rid of the dog.
I don't mean kill it in the oven. I mean shut it up in the oven.
I can give a shit less about your fucking dog or your sunflowers.
Next thing.
Show me the tits.
Yeah, show me more tits. Next picture I can't stand is pictures of you and your mom. Who fucking cares? I don't want to see your mom, that old crinkly lady. Get rid of your mom. Mom's got to go.
I want to see photos of you. I didn't come to the site for your dogs. I came to the site for you. I realize that you're a dog lover. There's a lot of dog lovers out there. I'm a dog lover out there. But all of that will take...
I
don't think you are. No. Never seen you with a dog? How do you have time for a dog? You're either in that broom closet, razor wiring people's faces, or you're making stupid fucking videos, or you're driving your car in circles in the public parking
working
lot.
Working out for 3 hours a day.
Well, that, you gotta I mean, do that, Chrissy. Do that. Please, let's not make fun of them for things that we agree with, that we do ourselves.
Care of itself once you get to meet that person and you start to discuss it. I realize you're throwing that out there to show everybody you got the dogs, but leave the dogs in their cage and show pictures of yourself.
Which dogs are in their cage? Jesus. It's not a lizard, it's a dog. Put a dog in the cage. Leave the dog in the cage.
Oh my God. I mean...
What if
somebody's not a dog lover?
Well,
and then all of a sudden you pop up with the dog in the cage.
Put the dog in the cage, bitch. I don't have a dog. You don't? What about your mom? Is she around? Put her back in the cage.
You most definitely should not post just pictures of the city. Or surrounding areas. Again, these are all pictures that are meaningless to the everyday man out there. So do yourself a favor. Only post pictures of yourself. And if you do want to post pictures of a dog, make sure that you're in that picture with the animal.
Sounds like Frankie got burned by a Tinder profile that he matched with. It was just pictures of Labrador retrievers. And then he showed up and it was... It was like, I don't know, Shauna Ray or something.
Photo, no, and I like to call this a photo blunder. You never post a group picture as your main picture. You and two of your girls.
Okay, I agree with this one. You never post a, because then it becomes hard. It's hard to determine who the person is, and you have to go do more investigating.
Yeah, no, that's like.
When I was swiping on Tinder last night, I hated those group photographs.
Friends. You know, 9 times out of 10, 2 of the girls are very pretty, and there's one that is just like so-so. So when I'm looking at that first picture, it's like, okay, which girl's actually on this profile?
Yeah, okay,
the
which
so-so girl.
Yeah, which so-so. which one of the two 300-pound ladies are you?
Wow.
Frankie, you're the worst right now, dude. You're the worst when you're not with a girl.
I mean, is she one of the hot ones? Yeah. Or not. Is hot that, or yeah. not.
You got the perky tits or the saggy tits? Which tits are you? That's what I'm wondering. If I have to go investigate which pair of tits are yours, I'm out.
It's too much work.
Too much work.
Actually, we scroll down and we figure out who it is, and 9 out of 10 times, at least in my viewing, it's always been the so-so girl. I got excited thinking it might be one of these.
That was my nickname in high school, the so-so the guy. Hey, so-so guy, there's a girl with one eyeball over here needs a prom date. We call her Arg. Hey, why don't you and so-and-so go together?
I mean, he is out of control. 9 times out of 10, it's the so-so girl. Fuck that shit. That sounds like hot girls. Hot girls only.
The so-so girl sounds like a Gwen Stefani song from the early 2000s. There ain't no big girl with the so-so girl. I just a so-so girl, girl. Just a so-so girl, girl. You're so fat and your titties and flabby. Your so ass is big and flabby. I'm the so 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 girl. You're just a so 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 girl.
To other women, in unfortunately, it was the so so girl. So if you want to take a group picture, slide that down the register a little bit,
and then also slide down my pole a few times. You know what I'm saying? I want pictures from your life. From your last gyno exam. That's what I need.
Am I getting this straight too? Okay, so no ponytail pictures.
No ponytails.
No ponytail, but no dingy clothes pictures, which I don't know who's done that. I mean, hopefully.
Well, listen, if you're putting on dingy clothes, I mean, what he thinks of as dingy clothes may not all be dingy clothes.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's that. Okay. No pictures of flowers.
No pictures of dogs. No pictures of buildings.
No scenery.
Don't take
nothing.
Any city pictures.
Just you.
Just
and
you.
Only if you're hot.
And only if you're hot. And zoom in on your tits. And do you do anal? Are you anal positive or are you against or are you pro anal or anti anal?
Is maybe don't take a picture with people who are more beautiful than you because they're grabbing the attention. That's not what you want. You want to grab the attention. There's a lot of things that I look for, and I'm sure a lot of guys do this too. Now, when
I bet there's a long laundry list of things you're looking for, Frankie, but what you get, I imagine, is what you take. Because, yes. I mean, come on, Frankie, let's be realistic. You're 65, or so you say, 63, 65, whatever. You're not the world's worst-looking guy. You're certainly in shape. You've taken care of yourself, everything except from the neck up, which is just a piece of leather, like it looks like a leather-bound book. But you're not exactly like Brad Pitt either. So
no.
I don't know that you can come from on high and make these incredible asks of people, of women. Let them do whatever the fuck they want. If it works for them, it works for them.
Scrolling through your profile and all your pictures, I'm dissecting them. I'm taking those pictures. I'm blowing it up because
I'm
zooming in on your tits. Sure. That's right. Are you one of these girls who has a lot of cleavage?
Up.
Yeah.
I'm blowing them up.
You know, Chrissy,
I'm dissecting them.
You know, there's some girls who have close cleavage and there's some girls who have big cleavage. You know what I'm saying? Like they got a big chest bone right there. Those girls automatically out. The fuck happened to your chest? Get out of here. This guy is such a schmaltz sometimes.
Yeah.
Frankie just broke up with somebody. No doubt. No doubt.
He's on the side.
He's on the board.
And he's gotten burned by somebody who's done the things that he's talking about.
This is Frankie at his best and at his worst, if I'm being honest.
Well, his best is his worst.
Yeah. His worst is our best. The worse he gets, the better we feel. The better we do in the studio.
Qualities that I want in a woman. Whatever you do, don't fudge your pictures. And I'm talking Photoshop, okay? Don't do that. Because always remember...
this coming from the guy who's putting barbed wire in his face?
And he just said, get a professional photographer.
You don't think a professional photographer is going to touch up your photograph?
Yes.
Yeah. Number one. Number two, this is coming from the most vain human being in the world. He literally put barbed wire in his face to give him an extra 6 months younger look.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
You're gonna have to meet that guy someday. And if you don't look like that photo, you're instantly going to be off the charts with him, okay? And it's just going to turn into a bad date and it's going to go wrong.
So don't put your best photo forward then.
Don't put your best forward.
I'm confused.
No, he said this in a previous video. Don't put, and you know what? I agreed with that. I think you put the everyday.
Natural, yeah.
Yeah, natural. Not right out straight out of bed.
No, no.
Right? But maybe out of the shower. Right out of the shower, right?
Yeah, maybe you were going for a night out.
Going for a night out. That's a good one.
Or
you're heading to the mall to buy some clothing and you're I don't know. You're dressed in your dingy clothes in your burlap sack.
With your dog in tow.
With your scraggly ass dog in tow and a pair of Doc Martens.
Wiry hair dog. With a sunflower in your hair.
The dog's got one snaggle tooth coming out of his lip.
Shut up, Sparky. I'm taking pictures for Tinder. Bitch doesn't know how ugly she really is.
Frankie.
Are who you are. Post pictures of who you are. So now that we've eliminated all the garbage pictures, I want to call them. What other kind of photos should you post of yourself?
Garbage.
What? Garbage.
Garbage pictures.
I want you to take a picture of your refrigerator. I want to make sure it's well stocked with tuna, eggs.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And more pictures of your tits.
Well, yeah. That's
oh, my God.
Are men looking for?
Well, oh,
I'm
going
to tell you what I'm looking for.
Okay.
What is he looking for?
We'll get into it in a follow-up episode. Next episode, we'll get you that Frankie B and what he's looking for. I'm sorry. I know that you hate the cliffhangers. I know you hate it when we have to break up these videos into two separate episodes. But we also can't be here forever, Chrissy. What do you want me to do? You want me to stay in the studio for another 15 minutes? I got shit to do. I got to go count all the money I'm making here at the commercial break.
Yeah, you got to go update your profile picture, too.
I do. On the new website. The new website. The fourth new website we've had. I promise we'll get back to it next episode. I also want to show the audience this dating show that I found where they drop through the bottom of the floor.
Door.
Yeah, we'll do that. So next episode, Frankie B., Trapdoor, all coming at you. You can go to tcbpodcast.com. If you want to watch this episode on video, it's all there. All the audio, all the video, right there from one location, tcbpodcast.com. You can also hit the Contact Us button, get your free 21 EPM sticker from us to you. Just drop your address in that Contact Us. Tell us you want a sticker. Also, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Please go there. Like and subscribe. Like on your favorite videos. Subscribe to the channel if you would. And full episodes edited by Morgan in a way that will literally make you piss your pants. If you don't, we have a piss your pants money back guarantee. If you're not wet down below by the time you finish your first video, call us up. We'll give you your money back. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok. That's TCB Podcast. I keep on switching between TCB Live and TCB Podcast. On the tick when I say TikTok, so let me get it straight. TCB Podcast on TikTok. Also, 1-855-TCB-8383. 1-855-TCB-8383. Please do us a favor. Send your questions, comments, concerns, and content ideas. Text us. We'll text you back. It's always us. Never spam you. We will not sell your email addresses or your telephone numbers until someone gives us enough money. And we are many years from that, so no worries there. All right, Chrissy. Well, you know, as I do say, that's all I can do today.
I think so, Brian.
So I will tell you that I do love you.
I love you.
And best to you.
Best to you.
And why not? Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, And we must say
goodbye.